Kim, the boss man, show friend of the show, Matt Langle, the Colgate Raiders champions, getting out of the Patriot League once more. Coach, how you doing, man? How's life up there in New York, man?
A little snow on the ground this morning, but everything's great, JR. Everything's great.
I hear that, man. Let's ask his coach, Langle, man. 15-game winning streak to win this title, man. What was the key to it? What was that trigger for you guys to get on this run you're on right now, man?
We had a unique situation, you know, at the beginning of conference play, not because of our circumstances, but a few of our opponents had some COVID issues. So those games got postponed. You know, that led to a situation in February, in late January, and all through February, where we had to play Saturday, Monday, Wednesday for four straight weeks. You know, I was right. It ran into the NBA All-Star break, but I don't even think the NBA teams were playing that many games in the same window. So, you know, fortunately for me, we've got an experienced group, a veteran group, and even some of our younger guys. They're really mature individuals. They're mature players, but they're mature people. So, you know, we just kind of took it one day at a time. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it was literally play the game and then kind of focus on the next day's preparation. You know, how we had to vary what we were doing, how our bodies were, like, you know, whether the guys need a little bit more rest or whether they could get back after it on practice. And so, you know, I didn't even realize that we had that long of a winning streak going, because it was just kind of like one step at a time. And we knew how meaningful, you know, each of those Patriot League games are to try and secure home court for the playoffs. And for us, that's a huge part of getting back to where we were. You know, we were able to play three games, you know, in the postseason on our home court, and our crowd was outstanding, packed gym. You know, the football guys were under the basket going crazy. And so that was a definite part of continuing this streak and keeping it going.
No doubt. And also, you're everybody's like target. Everybody wants to be Colgate. So every night you're getting everybody's best shot and still winning the game. So talk about the resolve of your team in that regard as well. Having those older guys knowing it every night, you're the target in that league. Every night in that league, they always take you guys down.
Yeah, I think for me, that's probably the number one thing that this group had to go through. You know, we scheduled a really challenging non-league schedule. I don't know how many of those teams will end up being, you know, NCAA tournament teams, maybe not as many as we originally had thought. And those games were on the road, like at Harvard. You know, we lost at Northeastern, at Vermont, who's having a terrific year. You know, played a few, you know, ACC teams. Pitt played them close. NC State won possession game. So, you know, those games, you know, we lost to Niagara as our only home loss of the season. We lost at Cornell. Their season is still going. They're in the Ivy League tournament. But with those games, like a lot of teams, you know, a few of those teams celebrated when they beat us. And so for our guys, they had to learn that, you know, beating Colgate, like that didn't used to be a thing. And for them now, because of what they've been able to do over the last few years, that was a thing. And so I think that really prepared us for the mentality. You know, we lost at Lehigh early in the conference play. It was our first Patriot League, you know, and our guys kind of, I think they said, whoa, man, like everybody is coming after us every single game. It's like you said, you're going to get their best shot. So I think that kind of locked them in a little bit more and made them realize that they desperately need one another. To win those games, that nobody was going to be able to do it on their own. And they, to their credit, they did that. And they stuck together and fought like crazy and, you know, weathered a number of storms at home and on the road and won some big games against some teams that played really, really well against us. So really proud of the group for being able to, you know, when you got the target on your back, it's not that easy. And to be able to do what they did and win 16 league games is quite an accomplishment.
And what I observed from afar, Coach Langle, this man, you guys have a player-led culture and environment, because you shouldn't have to be coaching guys in March. I could see the guys are coaching themselves to a degree. So I saw that player-led environment. So I'm like, you have a great group of guys who get it. It's not where you have to drop the hammer, even in timeout. They're doing it themselves before you get in the huddle. So I'm like, yeah, you got something brewing up there for real, with just experienced guards in your backcourt, man. They give you guys that boost you need, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They And I appreciate you saying that you can recognize that from watching the games. It is a player-led group. I think basketball is a player's game, and we try and take that approach as coaches. Football is a great game. Everybody loves it, but you know, you get to huddle up your team and call a play every single offensive possession. And basketball is a player's game. And so we try and help teach our guys, how to read defenses, how to make good decisions. I think that's the number one thing that we value. And so we happen to have a group now that's been together for some time, and they know each other inside and out. They believe in one another. They trust one another, and they're not afraid to call one another out, when they're not living up to the responsibilities of what they all agreed to. And so when you combine those things together, you get a special group, and we feel really lucky to be able to coach them through this season and try and keep it going as long as we can.
Even against Navy, when they made that run against you, 16-0 run against you guys, I didn't see panic in your guys' eyes. It's like, we're good. Even though they're going to give you a run, Ed does a great job down at Naval Academy. He's like, this guy's going to fight you. He going to fight back. They the Naval Academy, of course. He going to fight you back. But, hey, your guys stayed with it, man. It was no panic. I didn't see any panic in anybody's eyes. People still locked in and ready to go. We're good. And you all made that late run and to win it. But I like, that's what it's about. When they going to punch you, you just got to punch back.
Yeah, you weren't looking in my eyes, JR. There was... there might have been some panic in my eyes, or at least I was trying to hold it in instead of let anybody see it. But no doubt about it, I think we did unravel a little bit. But again, this group, they've been through a lot of successes, but they've also had their challenges and their times where we failed and things haven't gone as we wanted. And I think that Navy certainly changed the scope of that game. They played small. They really got after it. They put their head down and drove to the basket. And that took us a little bit of time to adjust. But I think our guys relied on our experiences of we talk about, the game is like life. You have to figure it out. Like there's no playbook. There's no recipe that you can follow, like a dash of this and a teaspoon of that. Like you've got to figure it out as it's happening. And so I think, it took us a few minutes for sure, but and credit Navy for making that last ditch attempt, but our guys kind of weathered the storm and really made some defensive plays, and that led to some offense and some free throws to get us over the hump. I was super proud of them.
Yeah, you read my mind, Coach. Let's talk about defense. Killed them all three in that tournament. Nobody got over 70. So you're playing some defense on that side of the ball there. Talk about that part of the game, the effort you guys gave, keeping three quality teams on 70 points in a pressure situation of a tournament.
Yeah, well, the first thing is the home court advantage. I think that I'd be wrong not to credit our fan base, the impact that student athletes and student body can have on a game in a small environment. I mean, I'm watching some of these conference tournament games on, neutral sites in front of half the great big venues, but they're like, there's only half filled or a quarter filled. And, our Colorado court was packed. And so I think that affects the opponent. Everybody wants to play in those great environments, but 5 years ago we played at Bucknell in that environment. It was way harder to play well there than it has been to play home. The second piece is, everybody credits our offense, our 3-point shooting, our efficiency numbers, our field goals assisted, our interior scoring percentage. But the biggest improvement that this group has made is the defense. I mean, we're right at the top. Navy had an outstanding defensive team, but our numbers and our play has been right there at the top. Keegan Records, led the league in block shots. Our defensive efficiency is pretty good. And so I think that has been, what allowed us to get some separation in our conference this season and put us in the position that we're in now.
Talk about your guards, Coach, Jack, Nelly, and Tucker. Those three young men, I'll tell you what, they're amazing to watch. Tell us a little bit about those young men for those who don't know about the way I do.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'll start with Ferguson. I mean, he's in his fifth year. He has the record for most games played in the history of the institution. The COVID season allowed him to come back. He was sixth man for most of his career, gave us a spark off the bench, obviously a 3-point shooting weapon. But he's like one of those as cool as ice. Like, you know, he doesn't get too emotional. He doesn't get too high or too low. And you know, unfortunately, the coaches in our conference, you know, didn't recognize the value that he has. He wasn't even third team all conference. And then he went out and got, I think, 28-17-17 was MVP of the Patriot League tournament. Not because he had anything to prove, I think, just because that's who he is he's a really good player. And he's ready for moments like Indiana schoolboy, and he still looks like a schoolboy, even though he's in his fifth year of college. So really, really fortunate to have a guy like that. You know, Nelly and Tucker, a little bit different. They were both acknowledged first team all league players and extremely deserving. You know, all three guys have scored over 1,000 points. Nelly handles the ball. He's got a little bit more flair, you know, fancy pass, an acrobatic finish. You know, he shot it incredibly in our non-league schedule and leads us in scoring still. Tucker, kind of the maybe the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, he's all defensive team. He typically matches up to the best perimeter player. He's a big guard, so you know, he's over you know, I think he's close to 500 rebounds on his career. He's just a really smart player, can score inside. He's a good 3-point shooter. You know, he takes good care of the ball. I think he leads us in minutes played just because I trust him so much. So yeah, really lucky to have a backcourt, not just as talented as they are, but as together. You know, it's rare that you have three guys who all can score and play make and, but don't need the ball, are just as happy to run down and play off of the ball on some possessions and come off the screens and then, you know, have the ball in their hands and be the assist guy as well. So it's a great combination. I credit them for figuring out a way to play together. You know, I want to coach them as long as we possibly can and keep this thing going.
I want to credit you as well, Coach, man. You're doing an amazing job up there, man. Small town, New York, small school, been there going on a lot of years, man. But you actually built this thing from the ground up. And what you're doing is amazing. In the last 5 years, winning seasons, man, is amazing. The COVID year kind of cut that short for last year. So you got 20 wins last year as well. So I must just tell you, man, doing a great job up there, man. AD should do what your AD did up there. Let you build a program. You actually got to build this thing from scratch. And now look at the fruits of your labor. Now, all the winning you're doing now.
Thank you for that. And I'd like to highlight your point about Colgate. And their commitment to me and our program. I think in today's landscape, and I understand, you know, that this is a major business, college basketball, and that alumni and schools need programs to win. But we did start slowly. I think that I saw a stat in that Navy game watching the tape that, you know, they this is 11 seasons ago, they won 0 games in the Patriot League and we won 2 against them. And so a decade later, it does seem like a really long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not. We were both competing for the championship. And part of that is because our institutions were committed to the coaches and the process of improving and building something. And so, you know, it was slow and we got to a point where I think in year 4 or 5, we were knocking on the door, but we didn't break through. And then, you know, our veterans got, you know, graduated and we got younger and it took another, you know, evolution to kind of build it back up. So, you know, from the presidents that I've worked under to the athletic directors that I've worked under, again, I think it's a kudos to them for sticking with our process and letting us continue to do the work to build the program that we have now.
No doubt. Well, Coach, man, I appreciate our chance always, brother. And you have a great selection Sunday. I'll be working the Pacer Hawks game, but I'll be looking for you in the bracket. And I'll be putting you ahead 2 spots. Hopefully I'll talk to you again the following week once you advance those 2 spots in my bracket, man.
All right, boss, man. You stay well, and we'll be rooting for your Hawks.
Thank you so much, brother. You be safe, man.
All right, take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.